We're going to be looking in detail at the record 8.9 quake, and it's exponential. It doubles every time it goes up the scale. A 2 is a doubling of a 1. A 3 is a doubling of a 2. A 4 is a doubling of a 3. And up to 10, I mean, a 10 on the Richter scale is something out of a movie with the plate splitting apart and lava shooting 10,000 feet in the air. In fact, guys, just to illustrate this at a childlike level, will you go to YouTube and pull up Thundar the Barbarian? Like, I think we even have that saved. I meant to play it joking a month ago about everybody saying Planet X is coming or a comet's coming on the 15th and total destruction is going to rain and the hundreds of emails I get an hour and the feverish phone calls of people hyperventilating that they know, I know, the end of the world is coming in 5 days. What's the 15th? Is that next Wednesday or something? What day? Tuesday. I mean, people are just completely freaking out thinking it's the end of the world. I'm not saying it's the end of the world. The media will take it out of context later and edit this together where I am saying that. But that's fine. The issue is it is kind of spooky to have everybody calling up here, saying the comet's coming the 15th. You're hiding in a bunker. You work for the New World Order. You know it's coming. No, I'm going to be here the 15th. I don't like to tempt fate and have a car wreck or something happens, but I'm going to be here. And I don't believe it's the end of the world. I don't believe that a comet is coming. I don't believe that we're all going to be killed. I don't believe an asteroid is coming. And just because Japan has been hit by a big earthquake, the biggest in recorded modern science in the last 100 and so years that they've had Richter scales set up. Listen, there's a reason they build their houses out of paper and balsa wood in Japan. And that's because they get hit by record earthquakes there because they're on the Pacific Rim Great Ring of Fire. They're right where two big plates smash together. They have a lot of earthquakes in Chile. They have a lot of earthquakes in Peru. They have a lot of earthquakes in Hawaii because they're all on hot spots. I mean, look, there's big giant tectonic plates a couple miles thick floating around on top of molten lava. And so the only thing that is constant on this planet is change. I mean, it wasn't a comet and it wasn't the Easter Bunny that caused Pompeii to be covered by Mount Vesuvius and for thousands of Romans to be encased instantly in hot lava and burning ash. Okay, so these type of things happen. These type of things go on. These type of things unfold. And I'll bet you $1 million that we're all still going to be here on the 16th of March. And that a comet or Planet X or the Reptoid command ship, the Comet Empire, is not coming to get us. We do have Thundar. I'll bet you $1 million, folks, hypothetically. I mean, obviously, I'm not literally betting you, but I'm going to be here next Tuesday live on air, braving the runaway planet that is supposedly going to pull our atmosphere off and cause tectonic plates to be ejected thousands of feet in the air instantly and lava shooting out and the end of our civilization. And then thousands of years later, a super science system rises with goblins flying around and Charlie Sheen warlocks. Here it is.
Thundar the Barbarian.
The year 1994. From out of space comes a runaway planet, hurtling between the Earth and the Moon, unleashing cosmic destruction. Man's civilization is cast in ruin. 2,000 years later, Earth is reborn. A strange new world rises from the old. A world of savagery, super science, and sorcery. But one man bursts his bonds to fight for justice. With his companions, Ookla the Mock and Princess Ariel, he pits his strength, his courage, and his fabulous sun sword against the forces of evil. He is Thundar, the Barbarian.
Wow, that's a blast from the past. I remember being about 5 years old in Dallas watching that and loving it on television because they only really had cartoons on Saturday morning. So once a week, my mom would let me watch cartoons and I'd sit there eating Rice Krispies and scrambled eggs and watching Thundar the Barbarian. And see, in 1999, the comet didn't come and kill us. It's 2011. But comets do hit the Earth. And we can't trust the government to put a space-based weapon system up there to blast them because they would just use it as a weapon system against us here on the planet. But I'm going to try to walk through all this now and talk to James in Japan.